こんにちは。
こんにちは。
このポッドキャストでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話公式でコメントをしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調節できますので試してみてください。最初のニュースいきます。このポッドキャストバイリンガルニュースが iTunes でなんと1位になりました。イエーイ。
嬉しいね。
ちょっと信じられなかったんですけど、あの7月2日に爆笑問題の太田さんがあのラジオとポッドキャストでこのバイリンガルニュースの話をしてくださったらしく、マイケルと私全然今日まで知らなかったんですけど、知らない間に1位になってました。イエーイ。
Really unexpected.
Thank you so much to Oda-san for mentioning us, and thank you to everybody who's listening. 本当にありがたいね。こんな二人で粛々とやってるけど、こんなみんなが聞いてくれると思わなかったんで。
It's really crazy because I've been listening to 爆笑問題 for a long time.
いや、そうだよ。そうそう。マイケルはあの爆笑問題のポッドキャストを聞いて日本語を勉強してたんだよね。
Yeah.I was studying Japanese.
It's so crazy.
I was recommending it to a lot of people too.
そうだよね。だってマミにも勧めてたもんね。It's crazy how like you were listening to him to learn Japanese and he was listening to us to learn English.
ちょっと運命的。
すごいね。すごい、本当に。
I was checking out some different podcasts and I was listening to this one episode and he was talking about Asagaya.
Okay.
And I had recently moved to Asagaya. This is several years ago.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I want to hear about my neighborhood. So, ちょっとそれで気になって。
それが理由なんだ。
Yeah.
Okay. 本当にありがたい。1位って結構すごいよね。今日何回も iTunes で見ちゃった。見てスクリーンショット撮って、もうみんなに言っちゃった。すごい、本当にありがたいです。っていうわけで、
Yeah, so we have a lot of listeners right now, but that it's clear that Ota likes our podcast.
Yeah.
But we don't know if these other people actually like it yet. We just know that they're listening, right?
Yeah. I hope you guys like it.
What if it's just Ota that likes it?
And everybody else hates it. No, we're actually getting a lot of good reviews, a lot of good feedbacks, which we really appreciate. 本当ね、なんか始めたばっかり、まだ2ヶ月ぐらいかな。ね、毎回ちょっと上手になるように2人で努力してるんですけど、これからも頑張ります。というわけで、本当のニュース、1個目のニュース。早速ちょっとセクシャルな話題ですけど、最近の研究によって男性が女性にオーラルセックスをする理由が判明しました。まあ、この研究の元々の、目的というか、なんでこれをやったかというと、オーラルセックス自体は実際のその生殖活動、繁殖に直接関係ないのに、なぜ男性は女性にオーラルセックスをするのかっていう疑問を持ったことによって始まった研究なんですけど、243人の男性被験者でリサーチしたところ、まあ、結果的には彼女に浮気されないためになるべく彼女を満足させる、で浮気される可能性を最小限にするためのメイリテンションストラテジー、あのパートナーをつなぎ止める作戦。はい。
So they did a survey of 243 individuals to try to figure out why it is that males perform oral sex on females. And the conclusion of their survey is more or less that it's a retention strategy. So these men don't want their partners to leave them. So that's why they're performing oral sex. But that also, that implies that men aren't doing this to people that they just meet.
Mm.
Which is kind of true.
Mm. と思いたいけどね。
I don't actually know. I'm not... It seems that way.
Yeah. It sounds intimate too.
Mm.
まあ、あともう一つの、まあ、それはただ一つのセオリーなんですけど、もう一つは、まあ、その女性がオーガズムに達すると子宮が収縮して精子がこう奥にちゃんと届くから、まあ、女の子がオーガズムに達しやすくなるためにオーラルセックスをまずするんじゃないかっていう、まあ、科学この研究してる人たちは科学者だから科学的な根拠をオーラルセックスに見出そうとしてるんだと思うんですけど、でも逆もそうじゃない？でもそしたら女が男にオーラルセックスするのも別に直接的には子作りは関係ない。
I think from a biological standpoint it makes more sense for men to give oral sex to women than it makes sense for women to give oral sex to men.
Really?
Because oftentimes a woman will be giving oral sex to a man and it ends right there. There's zero chance of that man impregnating that woman, right?
あ、もう出ちゃうからってこと?
Well, I didn't want to say it.
言っちゃった。
I didn't want to say it.
あ、でもそういうことか。そかそか。
Yeah.
だから男が女にオーラルセックスしてる場合はその続きがある可能性が高いもんね。
Yeah.
女の子が男にやってる場合はもうそこで終わっちゃって女の子ははいこれだけね今日は終わりです。
Yeah.
ってなっちゃうこともあるからね。
Yeah, the chances of that tsuzuki are way higher when a guy is doing it to a girl.
That is so true.
Right?
That's so true. しかもそれ男じゃないと思いつかなそうなポイントだね。私はそれちょっと思いつかなかった。そっか。まあでも結構いろいろねこういうあの何科学的にいろんなことを説明するというか考えるのは面白いなと思うんですけど、次のニュースいきます。本田選手が、ミラン AC ミランと合意に達したらしいというニュースが出回っています。250万ユーロ、円にすると3億3000万円の4年契約で合意したということで、今の CSK モスクワとの契約は12月で満了するので、まあ、早くても来年の1月にはAC ミランで本田選手が活躍するんではないかという見通しです。
So Honda's reached an agreement with AC Milan with a four-year contract worth 2.5 million euros. And so he'll be leaving CSK Moscow. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
What is that in yen though?
3億3千万円。It is a lot of money. And he's like my age.私と同い年くらいだから。
Get that eye fix.
Yeah. ね、そう前のエピソード、昔のエピソードで本田選手の目の話したけど、大丈夫なのかね。でもモスクワにいるよりは AC ミランの方が全然いいからね、よかったね。ずっともったいないって言われて、いやマイケルサッカー見ないからね、ちょっと今テンション低い。
I watch when Japan plays.
Right, is it?
And I like watching Japan's women's team.
Nadeshiko?
Yeah, I like watching Nadeshiko.
Why?
Well, they won before.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like tamatama miteru when they won.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of like got pulled in, like, I don't know. It's like, it's really, I think it's really interesting that Japanese women do so well in soccer. Because they're all like, if you think aboutthe stereotypical Japanese woman, it's not a very physical image.
Mm.
You know? Smaller, not very much. I mean, you look at these Brazilian girls and you're looking at like American girls.
Mm.
These American girls are like, you know, over 180 centimeters tall.
Mm.
Could beat me up. And, and somehow the Japanese women's team managed to come out in front. I think that was pretty impressive.
そうだね、平均身長とかもね他の国に、
yeah.
まあ欧米に比べたら低いだろうし、
yeah.
なんか頑張ってほしいよね、女子サッカー。あのやっぱりポニーテールがいいと思うんだけどね、私は。
なんで
なんか結構やっぱショートにしてる人が多いじゃん、yeah. なんか そうするとやっぱなんかサッカーしてるイコールちょっと男の子っぽいみたいなステレオタイプがあるじゃん。だその中でこうロングヘアでポニーテールしてるとちょっと可愛く見えるじゃん。
うん。I like the little
ヘアバンドみたいなやつ。
Yeah, like the
The Holder 前髪、right?
Someone will like.
結構やってるよね。男もやってるよね。
Yeah, I don't like it on guys.
That's not fair. Okay. 次のニュース。マミのお気に入りのスノーデンの話題アップデートです。2回多分過去のポッドキャストで話したんですけど、ちょっと概要を軽く説明すると、このエドワード・スノーデンという人がアメリカ国家安全保障局の、プリズムというプログラム、裁判所の許可をなしにアメリカ国民の、メールだったり、電話とか、Facebook、Twitter などの記録を勝手に閲覧してたという事実を暴露して、その後逃げてる件なんですけど、今ロシアに逃げてて、南米とかいろんな国に亡命を要請してるっていうところで、新しいアップデートは、ボリビアの大統領の専用機が、ロシアからボリビアに帰る際にスノーデンがその飛行機に乗ってるんじゃないかっていうことで疑われて、フランスとポルトガルから領空に入るのを拒否されました。そのため、オーストリアに緊急着陸する羽目になってしまいました。で、南米連合はこれは国際法違反だとして、批判をしていて、そのアメリカの圧力によってちゃんとボリビアの大統領なのにちゃんとロシアから帰ることができなかったということで、ボリビアはアメリカが自国の大統領を誘拐しようとしたとして、ちょっとした騒ぎになっています。
This is our brief Snowden update. We've been following his
weekly update.
Snowden's adventures for a while. But basically the Bolivian president was leaving Moscow, and France and Portugal blocked his plane from flying through their airspace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to do, well, they had to do an emergency landing in Austria. And supposedly the plane was searched for Snowden. And the reason for this whole situation is the United States suspected that the Bolivian president was actually taking Snowden with him back to Bolivia. And so it's not really, well, it's related to Snowden, but Snowden didn't really have anything to do with this.
そう、実は乗ってなかったから、とばっちりといえばとばっちりなんだけど。
And Snowden's still in Moscow, right?
Yeah, allegedly.
Mm.
ボリビアはこう反アメリカとして知られてるから、こうやって疑われるのも予測できたといえばできたんだけど、大統領の専用機を止めるっていうのは相当なことだからね。
Yeah, I really think that the United States is kind of overstepping some boundaries here.
ね、スノーデン一人のためにボリビアの大統領を。
There's the U.S. is being so meiwaku with this.
Yeah, yeah. Totally, totally. なんかさ、オバマがさ、ドイツでしたスピーチの話。I think Duncan Trussell was talking about it.
Oh, I haven't heard.
なんかオバマ大統領がドイツでしたスピーチで、繰り返しその何セキュリティのためにプライバシーは捨てるべきだっていうのを、もう何回も言ってて。
But the Bolivian president, like, just let him be.
Yeah, I mean, Bolivia doesn't give a, you know, shit.
Yeah, they don't really care about this.
No. I mean, Bolivia doesn't care about the states or Obama. You know, they don't care. Just like Venezuela. I think if Chavez was alive, Chavez 大統領、Venezuela の Chavez 大統領が生きてたら、もうとっくにスノーデン受け入れてんじゃない？ Just to piss off America.
Yeah, I wonder what's gonna happen with him.
ね。そう、ちょっとスノーデン二人で大注目してるんで、またアップデートあったら。またご紹介したいと思います。
The next story is there's a debate in the United States, but this debate's going on in other countries as well. It's whether or not transgenders should be required to disclose their birth gender before engaging in sexual relations with somebody. And the reason this is coming up is apparently it's become illegal in the UK not to disclose your birth gender before engaging in sexual relations. So people have gotten in trouble for this, people have gone to jail for this. And this is kind of a recent issue as more and more transgenders are being more active in society.
トランスジェンダーの人たちに関する話題なんですけど、まあ、パートナーとか、まあ、誰とでもいいんですけど、セックスの前に自分が過去に性転換手術を受けたことがあるかどうかをパートナーに伝える義務があるかどうかというイシューで、イギリスでその実際にパートナーにその性転換手術をしたことを伝える義務があるという法律ができてしまいました。なのでつまり性転換手術したことがあることを言わずにセックスした場合、普通にジェイルタイム、
Yeah, people have gone to jail.
あの牢屋に入れられる、普通に刑、あの服役させられてしまう。すごいねそれも。
What do you think?
I think it's intense.
Well, I mean,
I think it's think, their right. I think it's...
They don't have to disclose, or they should? They, because there's a lot of people where you really cannot tell.
I think it's nice if they told their partners, but they should not be forced to do that. まあ、日本語で言うと、私の個人的な意見では、確かにそのやったことあるっていうのを事前に伝える方が、相手にとっては嬉しいかもしれない、ありがたいかもしれないけど、それを強制するっていうのは、強制してしかも言わなかったからって牢屋に入れるっていうのはおかしいと思う。
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it should be legally required. Although I would want someone to tell me if I ended up in that sort of a situation.
難しいよね。その自分に起きたらどうかって思うとさ。
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I've heard stories from people I know that have had bad experiences with...
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. They're, yeah. Like, because 今の最近のテクノロジーだとやっぱり、まあ、男性から女性になった場合の話だけど、あの、まあ、手術とかもすごい発達してるから、セックスしてもわからないんだって。やっぱり。もうリアルすぎて。
You've got to be really drunk for that to happen.
No, I'm serious though. Like, yeah. With the recent technology.
Yeah. Developments in surgery, right?
So, もう手術とかがすごいうまくいくから、セックスした後でも気づかない場合がある。でも気づかないんだったらもうそれはそれでいいじゃんって思うけどね。
Yeah.
ね、別に何の問題があるの?
I don't want to know.
で、例えばそこで結婚するとかなった時に、実は、とかさ、何子供ができないんですとか。
Yeah. I think there should be some requirement to disclose that if you're
going to
get married, because usually people are getting married for the purpose. Well, not usually, but oftentimes people are getting married for the purpose of having children. And if you find out that
でも例えばね、
zero chance of children.
でも例えば普通のって言ったらおかしいけど、トランスジェンダーじゃない男性女性でも不妊の人はいるわけじゃん。Even myself, I don't know, right? For sure. 100% は分かんない、yeah. 私でも。
Yeah.
本当に子供できる体かどうか。
Yeah, if you don't know that your wife is a transgender, then by the time you get married, then you've probably got bigger problems than children.
I guess.
Yeah.
まあ結構ね、その一番大事な人生の決断を伝えてくれてないっていうのは違う意味でショックかもしれないけどね、なんていうの、そんな大きいことなんで言わなかったのみたいな意味では、
It's such a difficult issue. Because I understand that it could really screw someone up if they were tricked into something like, into having some sort of sexual relationship, even if it was brief, with a transgender. But at the same time, is it, you know, is it that different from like plastic surgery or say gay?
Right.
I mean, if you're not trying to have kids, is it really that different?
しかもさ、その人たちのポジションに自分を置き換えてみるとさ、どうしてもやっぱ最初に言っちゃったら拒否されちゃうかもしれないと思って言えないこともあるじゃん。私実は昔は男だったんだとかさ、それ言わなければうまくいく relationship でも。
Can you say that again?
Why? Just because you want me, you want to hear me say it.
It's just weird. It's weird.
なんかやっぱ言いにくいこともあるだろうからだからやっぱりそれを法律でさ決めて牢屋に入れるとかっていうのはおかしいと思うよ
次
はい
A Russian rocket carrying three navigation satellites exploded in the air shortly after liftoff The satellites were worth $200 million
Major and, fail
Yeah, they've lost 10 satellites in 7 failed launches in about the last year or so. So that's a lot of failures, and that's a lot of money.
ロシアのロケットが離陸直後に爆発してしまいました。このロケットには3つの衛星が積まれていて、この衛星だけでも200億円の損失と言われています。で、ロシアはこの1年間に7回のこのロケットローンチの失敗によって10個の衛星をもう失っていてもういくら損してんだろうねこれで
Well, it gets worse So this rocket contained 172 tons of a highly toxic rocket propellant called Heptil and so this toxic rock propellant spilled everywhere and it's creating these toxic clouds.
What?
Yeah. And so there's a possibility that these toxic clouds are going to go over to the nearby town, which is about 60 kilometers away. It's called Baikonur. And rain this toxic Heptil rocket propellant
What the
on
hell?
The people living there. I mean, it's a small chance, but it's possible.
172トンの有害物質を積んでいたらしくそれが雲になって、
yeah.
今まさに漂っている、
yeah. so、this whole thing is やばい
超やばいじゃんで、まあ、可能性は低いけど近くの町にそれが雨となって降ってしまう可能性があるらしい
Even if that doesn't happen, you know, it's getting into the soil, it's getting into groundwater, it's、
right.
killing plants andlittle、
Jeez.
Rabbits or whatever they have in Russia. Russian animals.
Critters.
Yeah, whatever it's over there.
すごいなそれ。最悪じゃん。
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Is it tax money?
Oh yeah, yeah.
税金。
Yeah.
ロシアの人怒ってないのかな、こんな何回も失敗して。
Well, it happens all the time apparently, so...
They're used to it.
They're used to it.
もう慣れちゃった。
On the same topic of space, after analyzing rocks, meteorites from Mars, so Martian meteorites, and then recently the analysis that the rover did on rocks on the surface of Mars, there's a significant difference between these rocks. And so there's like 5 times more nickel in the rocks on the surface of Mars.And so the explanation that scientists have come up with is that Mars probably had an oxygen-rich atmosphere about 4 billion years ago. Like long before Earth. So Earth did not have a breathable atmosphere yet. Before Earth had a breathable atmosphere, which was about 2.5 billion years ago, Mars had an oxygen-rich atmosphere 4 billion years ago.
今まで火星の環境を調べるために火星から落ちてきた隕石とか、まあ、拾ってきた隕石を解析してたんですけど今あのローバーなんていうんだあのロボットみたいなやつを火星に送って 探査機だ探査機 Yeah I got it 探査機をあの火星に送ってるのでその今まさに火星にある落ちてる石とか土を調べるのと地球に来ちゃってから地球の空気に触れてから調べるのとではやっぱり違ったってことが分かって、この今まさに火星にあるものを地球に持ってこずにそのまま解析したら新事実として、40億年前に火星は地球と同じような空気環境だったということが分かりました。つまり、まあ、人間がいたとしたら息ぐらいはできた可能性がある。で、まあ、この40億年前っていうのはあの地球もまだあの今みたいに人間が息できる環境じゃなかったんでという新発見。
Yeah, the atmosphere on Earth、4 billion years ago was a mess. And there's one of the main theories on how life started on Earth is that it came from Mars. And that's been a theory for a long time before they suspected or had any evidence that the atmosphere on Mars contained oxygen.
Mm.
And so they think that something hit Mars and then something came off of Mars, these Martian meteorites, and those meteorites with significantly less nickel in their composition may have brought life to Earth.
Mm. So, scientists, 科学者とか研究者の中にはその火星がでは、まあ、その昔は地球と同じような空気環境があって何かのきっかけで例えば火星が何かの隕石とかにぶつかられてできたかけらが地球に落ちてきてそこから生命が始まったんじゃないかっていうあの何 theory を展開してる人たち
が。 It's definitely just a theory
Yeah.
But they know, they know that.
事実か分かんないけど、でもだとしたら面白いよね。こう火星から来たのに、
well, the question becomes,
またうちらが火星に戻ってる。
The question becomes, what happened to Mars? And how can we make sure that that doesn't happen to Earth? Because
we probably destroyed it.
You think so?
Maybe it's us.
You think we had a civilization on Mars way back?
Yeah.It's totally anything is possible.
That
I believe
doesn't really line up with the whole monkey evolution theory.
I believe that anything is possible. 私個人的にはまあ何でもあり得ると思ってるんですけど。
適当。
No. だってさ、そうしたら面白くない？昔は人間が火星に住んでて、今環境破壊してるみたいな感じで火星を全部壊しちゃって。
So you're saying we're aliens?
We are already aliens.Right? From people on other planets, we are aliens.
Hey, let me talk about this fish.
Okay.
I really want to talk about this fish. So, I've been dying to talk about this fish. So, some dude in Alaska caught a 200-year-old rockfish. And this is the record for the oldest rockfish of all time. And this rockfish is actually 18 kilograms. So, it may actually be the largest rockfishever caught as well. And the way they know that it's so old is they examine the ear bones. This fish has ear holes, I guess. And fish have ears. The little holes where like fish's ears should be.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a little bone in there and it's called the otolith. And it has growth rings.You know how like trees have growth rings, right? So you can count the rings on a tree and see how old it is.
Yeah.
Well, they did that to this fish, and then they can observe the otolith and count the growth rings, and they figured out that it's 200 years old at least.
アラスカで200歳のロックフィッシュっていう魚が発見されました。ロックフィッシュって多分日本語だと根魚って言ってあの。なんだろうこれ自体は魚の種類じゃなくてこうカサゴとかなんかそういう
It's just a fish
Yeah, it's just a fish Whatever But it's 200歳で18キロ今まで見つかったロックフィッシュの中で、まあ、もちろん一番あの年取ってるし一番でっかいでどうして200歳って分かるかっていうとこう魚の耳
Yeah, 耳の
エラの後ろのところに開いてる穴のことだよね。
It's the bone.
Right.
Yeah.
In the hole, right?
It's the ear bone.
なんかその耳の骨があって、そこが木の年輪みたいな感じで輪っかができてるらしくて、それをこう数えていくと年がわかるみたい。でもそれ初めて知った私。その魚の年がそれでわかるっていう。
Oh yeah, yeah. I didn't know that either.
200歳。すごいよ。え、これってさ、もう返したのそれで水に。それとも釣っちゃったのかなもう。
I think they kept it because they counted the rings and the ear bone.
But I mean, like, is it dead?
Oh yeah.
Did they kill it?
Yeah, I believe it's dead.
もう超残念じゃない？200年も生きたんだよ。
Well, like a one-year-old fish, a 200-year-old fish, they're like the same.
No? え、せっかく200年も見つからずにさ生きてきたのにさ、こんな終わり方あるの？
That means that fish has been around longer than like some countries, right?
Yeah.
It's like the United States.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
This fish was alive before World War II. This fish has been around Imagine swimming for 200 years. Think about how boring that is.
I don't know, maybe he had like super fun like all the time.
This fish has watched so many other fish live and die. He's seen the lives of so many fish. He's witnessed the change in water temperatures. He might have swam. He's probably swam around the world by now.
本当だ。ずっとアラスカに住んでたのかな。
Yeah, he probably just stayed in Alaska.
Narrow-minded.
No, it's a temperature thing.
That's crazy though. No, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
When I said narrow-minded.
So, I was looking into some other animals that are like this, that live a long time. And supposedly lobsters can live forever.
Lobsters can live forever?
Yeah.
ロブスターは永遠に生きられる。
Yeah, lobsters.
死なないってこと。
Yeah, lobsters don't. Well, like, things can. Lobsters are invincible. Things can kill lobsters. Lobsters die all the time.
安全だったらってこと？病気とかにならなかったらってこと？
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like,
we have a certain mechanism in our DNA that basically causes us to deteriorate and die.
Right.
As.
老化しちゃうもんね。
Like an evolutionary function.
Right.
Some animals don't have this. Lobsters are one of those animals that don't have this. And so lobsters can just live, just keep living. They live forever. And there's a jellyfish called the Teroptosis Teratopsis Nutricula jellyfish. The immortal jellyfish. So this jellyfish...
Kurage. Jellyfish.
It goes from a polyp, which is like a baby pre-jellyfish form, which just like chills on... I think it just hangs out on coral or something. And then it turns into a jellyfish, and then it lives its jellyfish life. And then at the end of its cycle, it turns back into the polyp. And it does it again. It lives its whole life over again. This jellyfish does. It's like reincarnated as itself. It's like a phoenix.
そう、なんか赤ちゃんクラゲが大きくなって大人のクラゲになって、でまたちっちゃくなって、なに分裂してまたそれが大人のクラゲになってっていう永遠のサイクルを繰り返す。
It changes form. So it actually changes from like one animal. It's the same animal, but changes from one form to another.
To another.
It's like a tadpole to a frog. It's like if a tadpole turned into a frog, and then the frog turned back into a tadpole, and then turned into a frog again. Like this jellyfish can do that.
なんか結構さ、海の生き物とかっているよね。そういうなんか死なないというか、何老衰がない、 老化しないで、なんだその regenerate じゃないけど。
There may be a lot, but the thing is, it takes a long time to really find that out.
I guess so.
Right.
Yeah, that's like National Geographic guy's job, right? to find that out.
To study jellyfish.
Or anything that doesn't
die. This is really interesting because they're studying some of these animals and they're able to do like genome sequences and try to figure out what different parts of the genetic code do. So they may actually be able to alter the human genetic code to make it so that a human being could live forever.
Yeah, hold on that.
I've really been looking at this stuff because it's so interesting. Would and they you? Actually have something called like, what is it called? Like T65 or something, where they're actually, people are taking this drug, they've developed a drug, and people are taking it, like a bunch of Silicon Valley guys are taking it, and it actually extends the telomeres. So there's something called a telomere, which is like the tail end of some of the genetic doodad, and that is an indicator, like your telomeres get shorter as you get older. So people have been taking this T65 drug, and people have been noticing like their hair is growing back,
right?
And they're feeling like younger again. Like their blood work is better, like, almost as if their age is reversed.
It's like Benjamin Button type of experience.
Kind of. Yeah.
Would you do that though?
Oh yeah, I'd definitely do that.
Really?
If I knew it was safe. I'm gonna wait for other people to do it and like...
Hold on now.
Let other people like grow horns first or whatever happens. And once they figure it out, I mean, I'd definitely be interested.
Really? Yeah. Would you live forever if you could?
Well, I don't really believe in heaven, so yes.
You yes. would?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to stay here?
Well, I don't want to turn into dirt. And I think...
まあ、どういう状態、え、あの、一生生きるって言ってもどういう状態かによるよね。なんかさ、
ヨボヨ
ボになってるかさ。
You wouldn't live forever because you'll eventually be in a car crash or you can still get a disease, you can still get struck by lightning, you can drown. You know, all these crazy things can happen.
Yeah, but I mean like not getting old.
You just wouldn't terminate automatically from natural causes.
Right.
Right. You wouldn't get old. You could be young and then live until you're old, but you're still in a young body and die like that.
Huh. But you live much longer, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well,
めんどくさいじゃん。でも、どうだろう、そのクラゲみたいにフォームを変える方が嫌だけどね。また赤ちゃんからやり直すっていう。
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have to go back to baby form.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's better.
They're looking at lobsters more than they're looking at the jellyfish.
Right. Because
the jellyfish is kind of weird and it's deep under the ocean.
Yeah.
It's hard to study the jellyfish. They're squirming around.
まあでも、ハゲが治るとかはいいのかもね。
Yeah, supposedly, some of these drugs can help you do that.
あの、wrinkle とかね。
Yeah.
すごいもんね、みんな。People want to look young.But we're Asian, so we're safe.
Until you're 60, then you're like CUNY おばさん。
そんなことない。でも最近のさ、50歳、60歳って若いよね。あの、昔の写真とか見ると、mm-hmm. You know, like 50, 60 years ago, if you look at pictures of like a 30-year-old, they look so old. But if you look at like a 50-year-old woman and man now, they look so much younger.
Well, people live longer now than they used to.
Right.
On average. Life expectancy has gone up. Diet is much better. Nutrition is much better understood.
True. True.
Yeah. People are getting better at life.
Mm.
Better makeup, Botox. There's all kinds of factors.
Botox. Craziness. Botox. One thing about Botox is that... なんかバレちゃうじゃん、すぐ。
Botox?
Yeah.もう顔動いてないからさ、ヒアルロン酸とかだと分かんないけど、ボトックスやりすぎの人ってさ、もう表情筋が全部固まっちゃって、like they can't smile, like their mouth is smiling but their eyes are not.
See that is, I think that's unfortunate. See that's
on
there. And see, if we study these animals, maybe we can figure out the telomere thing, the aging thing.And if we can figure out those problems, then we know that there's definitely a large market for people that are
I'm not against Botox. I mean, Botox 反対なわけじゃないんですけど、やりすぎるとちょっと、I told you about the mentalist guy, right? なんかあの、有名なメンタリストの人が、 あの、まあ、これまた有名な女性タレントの心を読むっていうのを生で見たことあるんだけど、まあ、ちょっと名前は言わないけど、その有名な女性タレントが多分すごい目のボトックスしてんのね。だから目の表情筋が動かないわけ。
Eyes?
Yeah, she's done so much Botox
for to her eyes.
Around her eyes、
oh,
okay. to get rid of her wrinkles、yeah. だからそのメンタリストが失敗しちゃったの、何回やっても、mm. He can't read her mind because he needs to look at the muscle movementsだけど、でそのメンタリストはメンタルを読んでるっていうよりも顔の表情筋を読んで、多分だ絶対目を見てるのね、うん、だけどボトックスしすぎてもう動かないから何かやっても失敗しちゃって、その人がかわいそうだった。でも言えないじゃん、あ私が失敗してるのはこの方がボトックスしてるせいですって。 So it was pretty sad. It was obvious for everybody.
Yeah.
SoI was like, oh, it's not his fault. But...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So she'd be a better liar too?
I think so.
Throw people off with her stationary eyes.
Yeah, 動かないからね。やりすぎて。Oh, well. I don't know. I might get one when I'm older.
Botox?
Yeah.
No, they'll have the jellyfish injections by then. Or lobsters or whatever.
Really? I'm already 26. It's not like I'm 10.And I might want it. 何歳ぐらいからやり始めるんだろう。
The thing is, if you're still alive, so there's.
If I'm still alive.
Yeah, if you're still alive, and they figure out this, the telomere thing, some of this genetic engineering.
Right.
Then they should be able to reverse your aging. They won't be able to bring a dead person back to life. So you just got to be around.For one.
I just gonna be around.
Just hang in there.
To become another Benjamin Button. Okay. じゃあみんな頑張って長生きしよう、それまで。
はい。
はい。ちなみに、あの、Twitter と Facebook 作ったので、なんか、マイケルとマミに質問とか意見がある人は、そちらへどうぞ。
文句とか。
そう。マイケルに対する文句、
yeah. Bring it.
文句はそっちで、あのほとんど更新してるのは私なんですけど、あのちゃんとマイケルも見てるんで、ぜひよろしくお願いします。ではまた来週。バイ。